For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, there's a lot of talk today about new improvements in wash day products, but today I have still more interesting news for you. News about amazing new Oxidol. Now, you've heard all about the new no-rinse suds, but common sense tells you that no-rinse suds just can't get out all the dirt. You've probably tried the no-rinse suds and found out through personal experience that they always leave in a certain amount of graying dirt. Now, that's what makes the news about new Oxidol all the more amazing. New Oxidol saves you rinsing and gets out the graying dirt, too. It's designed so that it can get clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Yes, with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no rinse suds leave in. And not only that, but with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Now, Oxidol can do this because it reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, loosens dirt, lifts it up, and floats it away. Clothes come out really clean, deep clean, gloriously white, beautifully soft, wonderfully sweet smelling. And Oxidol is wonderful for washable colors, too. Yes, deep cleaning Oxidol and just one rinse is truly safe. So discover this amazing new deep cleaning Oxidol next wash day. With just one rinse, it gets out graying dirt, washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other soap with two rinses. With just one rinse, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean. Oxidol Deep Clean. Ask your dealer for this amazing Oxidol in the same familiar package. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, with every day, the friendship between Spencer Grayson and our Faye seems to deepen and ripen. Spencer likes her, Faye likes him. But yesterday, there came again that one discordant note about that aviator whom Spencer knew in the war, Tom Wells, who's working in town as a counterman in a little all-night diner. Generous Spencer wants to help Tom Wells, but for some reason we can't fathom, Tom spurns Spencer's help. Well, it's late in the morning now, and we find Shuffle and Willie out in the lumberyard shed. But...
Okay, Willie, and here's the last one.
Up he goes! Boy, I don't know about you, but I'm wringing wet.
Yeah. My back and my shoulders know they've been doing something. Not to mention my arms and my legs.
Me too. Well, I guess that clears us up out here, Shuffle.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost lunchtime. Come on in the office before we get chilled.
Yeah, come on. Let's just close the door.
Hello.
Huh?
Why, there's your wife, Willie. Morning, Abby.
Well, what's she doing here? What are you doing here, Abby? It's practically lunchtime.
Yes. Lunchtime, but it also happens to be Wednesday, which is Jolly 17 Day, and you're having your lunch elsewhere.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Remember this, Shuffle. When you get married, you promise to love, honor, and obey. Except on Wednesday, when the Jolly 17s have their coffee clock.
You sure lead a tough life, Willie. Come on in the office, Abby. Willie, we'd get chilled standing out here.
That's what I say. You sure lead a tough life, Willie.
No, Abby. That's what I say.
That's you, Shuffle? Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen you all morning.
Them plus me, Ma.
Oh, Evie, good morning, dear.
Hi.
Ma'am, was you in the shed with Shuffle and Willie?
Oh, it's cold there. Come over here by the stove.
No, I just arrived.
I'm cold. You better get near this stove too, Shuffle. You're wringing wet like me.
Yeah, I'm fine, Willie. Well... What brings you to see us on the Jolly 17 Day, Abby? Ain't you busy with agenda and motions and quorums and all that stuff, Madam President.
Sit down, dear.
Oh, thank you, Mom. Yes, I am busy, Shuffle. In fact, I'm on my way to a committee meeting right now. Mrs. Sweeney, you know, she's the one who sings the Star Spangled Banner before the meeting.
Mm.
Well, she called up this morning. She's got laryngitis, so we've got to get somebody else to sing.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what it means to be Madam President. No cooperation. But never mind about that. I want to ask you about this, Ma.
Hmm? About what, dear? Why, Evie, child, and I didn't notice. A new hat.
Huh? Yeah. How's it look, Ma? Oh, I just debated and debated.
New hat? It was just a few days ago she got a new dress. Now, Evie, how many times do I have to tell you that Spencer Grayson ain't in Rushville Center to make Google eyes at you?
Spencer Grayson? Who mentioned Spencer Grayson?
Willie mentioned him on account of your new hat. Sweet Jerusalem. That there hat kind of goes zig where you kind of expected it should go zag.
Well, this ain't got nothing on earth to do with zig or zag or Mr. Spencer Grayson. So happens that the Madam President wears her hat while she's being Madam President. I'm sick and tired of all those cats who say, "Oh, Evie, you're wearing your black hat again. I always did like it, ever since you got it."
Well, if they're such cats, why do you belong to the club?
Well, now, don't tease Evie, Willie. I'm sure that there's nobody who spends less money on herself than Evie. Bend down here, dear. Jesus don't look better when it's on like this.
Oh, golly, did it slip again?
Well,
here, I'll just sit down, Mom. See if you can fix it.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And while we're on the subject, Ma, how is Mr. Spencer Grayson?
Why, he's fine, Evie. You was at the house last night. You seen him.
There. Yeah, but that was last night. How is he today?
Why, I haven't seen him today, dear.
Honest to goodness, if I was a jealous man, I'd have grounds for a divorce. Evie, I admit Mr. Spencer Grayson is younger than me. He's better looking than me. He makes more money. He's got a bigger car. He's a big shot, and I'm a nobody. But the fact remains, Evie, that I'm the one that you're married to.
Well, who says anything different? It ain't you I want Spencer Grayson for. It's Faye.
Now, Mr. Grayson and Faye spent the evening right there at the house, Evie child. After you folks went home, I went upstairs. And Faye came up just about a half an hour later. Maybe 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
They was both tired from their ice skating during the afternoon.
Oh, that's right. They went ice skating in the afternoon. And they were both tired. Yeah, that stands to reason.
Evie, I'd like you to teach me how these things get measured. Which counts for more, I mean, the two of them going ice skating or the two of them having supper together at Ma's house? Which one comes closer to the wedding bells, Evie?
Well, I don't know what you mean. Is it any secret I want my little baby sister to get married again? How many baby sisters have I got?
No, don't tease, Evie, neither of you. Here, please, that's the customer, so we'll speak no more about it. Oh, your hat looks fine now, Evie.
Oh, thank you, Ma. Well, okay, I'll just run along and... Oh!
Huh? Oh, look, it's him. What brings you to this neck of the woods?
Carnation, the boy himself. Morning.
Why, Mr. Grayson. Well, ain't this nice?
I knew I'd find one or two of you here, but I didn't expect to find all of you. My good fortune. Mrs. Perkins, Mrs. Fitz, good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning, fellas.
Well, I do believe that this is the first time that you've visited us since that day you got here. Here, sit down, Mr. Grayson. Are you cold? Get up close to the stove.
Oh, thanks. Will you be going along home in the next little while, Mrs. Perkins? There's something I'd like to consult you about.
Why, I wasn't planning to go home just yet.
You want us to take Ma home? Well, go on, Ma, go on. Mr. Grayson says he's got something he wants to talk to you about. Go on, Ma.
I have my car here, and well, I was under the impression that you started home for lunch about 11:30 or so.
I reckon I could start home now.
Oh, certainly, Ma. Willie and Chapel can take care of the office. What else are they good for? They can't take care of the office while you get a little time for yourself.
Well, now that's a fine thing to say, Evie.
Well, Evie, thanks for the compliment. But Evie's right, Ma. If Mr. Grayson says he wants to talk with you, me and Willie will take our turns at lunch, and one or the other of us will be here when you get back.
On the other hand, I'm not in any hurry. Maybe this afternoon would be more convenient, Mrs. Perkins.
Oh, Lynn, there ain't no reason that I can't go with you now. I might as well.
And here's your coat, Ma.
Yeah, that's right. Help Ma in her coat. Thank you, Shuffle. Your glasses, Ma? Your hat? Your gloves? You got your pocketbook, Ma?
I got my galoshes on, and I got my gloves and my pocketbook, Evie.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Shuffle dear. Well, I'll be back alone about 1:45 or so.
Oh, well, take your time, Ma. Take your time. Goodbye, Mr. Grayson.
I'm embarrassed at kidnapping Mrs. Perkins like this.
Oh, think nothing of it, son.
Can I give anyone a lift anywhere?
Oh, we wouldn't dream of it, Mr. Grayson. No, you'll be alone with Ma. Goodbye, Ma. Don't hurry back. Willie and Shuffle will be here. And I'll telephone you right after the club meeting, or maybe better yet, I'll come over. Goodbye, Mr. Grayson.
Yes. Good morning, all.
So, Mr. Grayson.
Bye, Mr. Grayson.
Yes, Evie, dear. Well, I'll see you later, Shuffle. Willie?
Yes, Ma.
Evie Perkins Fitz. Of all the performances I ever witnessed in my whole entire life, this cuts the cake. You shoved Ma out of here like you was crazy. May I inquire what inconceivable idea you could possibly conceive in that head of yours?
Oh, it just makes me sick. You men. Don't you see? Don't you understand? What did he ask him, Ma? What if this was the psychological moment when he couldn't wait any longer and he had to ask Ma?
Ask Ma.
Yes. Ask Ma to marry Faye.
Marry Faye?
Certainly. Oh, you men. What do you think about?
Ask Ma to marry Faye. Evie, I want it to happen, but ain't that kind of far-fetched?
And why should he ask Ma to marry Faye? Why wouldn't he ask Faye to marry Faye?
Oh, you men. Well, mark my words. Why else would Mr. Grayson want to talk to Ma private? Alone. Together.
Ladies, if you'd like to get your clothes so dazzling clean you can see they're clean, feel they're clean, smell they're clean, and still save rinsing work on wash day, get new deep cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Ask your dealer for this amazing new deep-cleaning Oxidol in the same familiar package today. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep-cleaning. 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 And is Evie right? It seems inconceivable, but... Well... Evie's going to be on pins and needles until tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.